MyAudiobooks.ai presents The Helium Supply Chain, Risks and Resilience for Medicine, Chips, and Spaceflight. Helium is the second most abundant element in the universe, forged inside stars and accounting for nearly 24% of all cosmic matter by mass. Yet on Earth, hospitals face supply warnings when operating magnetic resonance imaging scanners. Semiconductor plants struggle to maintain clean manufacturing environments, and aerospace teams pause rocket countdowns when pressure lines lose gas. The paradox of helium is that an element overwhelmingly present across the cosmos exists on our planet as an irreplaceable, highly perishable, and non-renewable terrestrial resource. Understanding how a gas most commonly recognized in novelty balloons became a critical bottleneck for modern computing, diagnostic medicine, and space exploration requires tracing its subterranean origin.
It demands examining its delicate physical behavior and the fragile industrial architecture that delivers it to market.
At myaudiobooks.ai, you can create your own audiobooks from prompts, turn your documents into audio, all with one subscription, and store your items in your own personal library. Physical properties make helium uniquely elusive. With an atomic mass of 4 and 2 tightly bound electrons, helium-4 is a noble gas that remains completely chemically inert. It forms no stable chemical compounds under normal conditions, meaning it cannot be trapped inside solid minerals or liquids through chemical bonding. When released into open air, helium's exceptionally light weight causes it to diffuse rapidly through the atmosphere. Once in the upper atmosphere, individual helium atoms attain enough thermal velocity to overcome Earth's gravitational pull and escape permanently into outer space. Atmospheric air contains only about 5 parts per million of helium. Extracting usable quantities directly from ambient air requires vast amounts of energy, making direct atmospheric capture economically impractical for commercial scale.
Commercial helium is not harvested from the sky. It is mined from deep within the Earth's crust. Almost all terrestrial helium-4 originates through the slow nuclear process of alpha decay. Over hundreds of millions of years, radioactive uranium and thorium atoms embedded in deep granite rocks decay, emitting alpha particles that quickly capture electrons to become helium atoms. Once formed inside crystalline rock, helium migrates outward along microscopic fractures, pore networks, and fault lines. Because helium atoms are small and unreactive, they travel easily through rock strata alongside methane and other natural gas streams.
To create a recoverable commercial deposit, nature must align several rare geological conditions simultaneously. First, ancient crustal rock rich in uranium and thorium must generate the gas over millions of years. Second, permeable pathways must allow the gas to migrate upward toward shallower formations. Third, a porous reservoir rock, such as sandstone or carbonate, must be present to hold the gas. Finally, an impermeable geological seal, usually thick evaporite salt beds or dense shale, must cap the reservoir to prevent the tiny helium atoms from leaking to the surface.
Because helium accumulates within the same structural traps as hydrocarbons, virtually all commercial helium is recovered as a minor co-product during natural gas processing, rather than from dedicated helium-only fields. Concentration matters immensely. While standard natural gas fields may contain less than 0.1% helium, commercial viability historically required concentrations above 0.3%, with some exceptional reservoirs in North America reaching several percent. Because natural generation occurs over geologic epochs, while modern industrial consumption empties reservoirs in decades, helium is functionally non-renewable. Every liter vented to the atmosphere represents a permanent removal from Earth's accessible inventory.
The modern infrastructure of helium supply grew out of 20th century strategic defense needs. In 1925, the United States government established the Federal Helium Reserve to secure non-flammable lifting gas for military airships. The government centralized its operations near Amarillo, Texas, utilizing a massive subterranean geological formation known as the Bush Dome Reservoir within the Cliffside Gas Field. Over subsequent decades, as military airships gave way to Cold War rocketry, satellite launches, and specialized manufacturing, the reserve evolved into the anchor of the global supply chain. In 1960, federal legislation authorized the construction of a 425-mile pipeline connecting helium recovery plants in Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas directly to the Bush Dome storage site. The reserve served as far more than a physical warehouse. During periods of excess natural gas production, crude helium was stripped from gas streams and injected deep underground for long-term storage. During supply shortfalls, stored crude helium was withdrawn, purified, liquefied, and dispatched to scientific, medical, and industrial buyers worldwide. For decades, the Federal Helium Reserve acted as a strategic shock absorber, stabilizing global availability and dampening price fluctuations.
By the mid-1990s, however, the federal program had accumulated over $1 billion in debt from purchasing and maintaining crude helium stocks. Congress passed the Helium Privatization Act of 1996, mandating that the Bureau of Land Management sell off the vast majority of the reserve to private buyers to pay down the debt and transition supply management to commercial markets. Over the next two decades, massive annual sales of crude helium flooded the market at federally mandated baseline prices.
While the Privatization Act succeeded in liquidating the debt, it altered global market dynamics. Low fixed prices for reserve gas disincentivized private investment in new recovery facilities and processing plants elsewhere in the world. As the reserve's inventory diminished toward total depletion, the global buffer disappeared. By the 2010s, the market entered a period of structural volatility, characterized by recurring multi-year shortages. Buyers who had relied on the steady baseline of the Texas Reserve found themselves directly exposed to the operational realities of a concentrated, private global supply network. Today, global helium production is concentrated in a tiny handful of countries, primarily the United States, Qatar, Algeria, and Russia. Because helium extraction remains tied to natural gas processing, overall availability depends on decisions made far outside the helium market itself. If a major liquefied natural gas facility shuts down for scheduled maintenance, experiences an unexpected mechanical failure, or adjusts production in response to energy prices, helium production at that plant drops to zero instantly. A single operational outage at a major processing facility can remove 10 to 15% of global supply overnight.
Transporting helium introduces additional layers of physical vulnerability. To transport helium efficiently over long distances, the gas must be cooled to liquid form at 4.2 Kelvin, or approximately minus 269 degrees Celsius. This is only a few degrees above absolute zero, making liquid helium the coldest fluid on Earth. Maintaining this temperature requires specialized, highly insulated isocryogenic container tanks that cost hundreds of thousands of dollars each. Because liquid helium constantly absorbs tiny amounts of ambient heat, it gradually boils off over time, creating a strict logistical clock. Shipments cannot sit idling at ports or border crossings without risking pressure buildups and automatic gas venting.
This physical fragility intersects directly with high-tech industries that cannot function without helium. In modern medicine, liquid helium cools the powerful superconducting magnets inside magnetic resonance imaging scanners down to their operational temperature. Without helium cooling, the magnetic coils lose their superconductivity, electrical resistance generates extreme heat, and the magnetic field collapses, an event known as a quench. A single diagnostic MRI scanner requires hundreds of liters of liquid helium to maintain its magnetic field, enabling precise soft tissue imaging across neurology, oncology, and emergency trauma care.
In semiconductor fabrication, helium plays a pervasive role in chip manufacturing. Its high thermal conductivity allows precise temperature control during delicate silicon wafer processing, preventing heat-induced defects in microscopic circuitry. Helium's chemical inertness makes it ideal for purging reaction chambers, preventing contamination during chemical vapor deposition, and detecting microscopic leaks in ultra-high vacuum systems. Similar thermal and inert properties are vital for drawing high-purity glass strands in fiber optic cable production and cooling advanced scientific equipment, including particle accelerators and cryogenic research laboratories.
Aerospace applications represent another safety-critical dependency. Rocket systems use compressed helium gas to pressurize fuel and oxidizer tanks as propellants are consumed during flight. Helium remains gaseous even at the cryogenic temperatures of liquid hydrogen and liquid oxygen, ensuring stable structural pressure inside propellant tanks without freezing or reacting with volatile rocket fuels. When helium supplies tighten, large industrial buyers with long-term contract guarantees often retain priority access, leaving university research labs, independent medical clinics, and smaller industrial operations facing severe price spikes or outright supply rationing.
Building resilience into the global helium supply requires addressing both the supply side and the demand side. On the demand side, advanced engineering is transforming how industries consume helium. Older magnetic resonance imaging systems required over 1,500 liters of liquid helium and risked major gas loss during quenches or maintenance. Next-generation scanner designs feature sealed, zero-boil-off cryogenic circuits that operate with as little as 1 or 2 liters of helium permanently enclosed inside the machine. These low-boil-off systems dramatically reduce lifetime consumption and insulate healthcare facilities from market disruptions.
In manufacturing clean rooms, scientific laboratories, and launch facilities, closed-loop recovery systems are becoming standard operational infrastructure. These systems capture helium gas as it warms and expands, compressing it into holding tanks before purifying and re-liquefying it for immediate reuse. While closed-loop recycling requires significant capital investment, rising helium prices and supply uncertainty make recovery economics increasingly compelling. It is vital to distinguish this facility-level recycling from atmospheric capture. Once helium vents into open air, it dilutes to parts per million and diffuses towards space, rendering recovery impossible. Capture must happen at the point of release, before the gas escapes into the environment.
Substitution offers partial relief, but its application remains constrained by fundamental physics. In industrial tasks like arc welding or basic purge applications, argon or nitrogen can replace helium. However, for ultra-low-temperature cryogenics, high-speed semiconductor thermal management, and specific aerospace purging tasks, no other element possesses helium's combination of extreme cold liquefaction, thermal conductivity, and total chemical inertness. Substitution cannot erase the physical reality of helium's unique electronic structure.
On the supply side, new extraction projects are emerging outside traditional hydrocarbon basins. Geologists are identifying high-concentration helium reservoirs where radioactive decay in ancient granites has fed non-hydrocarbon natural gas traps dominated by nitrogen rather than methane. Developing these non-fuel helium fields allows production to operate independently of energy markets, though bringing new fields online still requires years of geological assessment, processing infrastructure, and cryogenic transport logistics. Ultimately, future security depends on resource governance and strategic foresight. The transition away from public stockpiles, like the United States Federal Reserve, demonstrated that relying entirely on uncoordinated spot markets created systemic vulnerability for critical healthcare and technology sectors.
policy discussions increasingly center on whether nations should establish new strategic reserves, mandate recovery protocols in high-use industries, or treat helium as a regulated critical material essential for public health and technological infrastructure.
Helium is not scarce because the universe lacks it. It is scarce because Earth traps very little of it. Industry recovers only a fraction of what nature created, and every liter released into the sky is lost forever. We cannot synthesize helium at industrial scale, but we can manage it with precision. Through closed-loop recycling, ultra-efficient technology design, diversified production, and deliberate resource stewardship, society can secure the invisible element that powers modern science, medicine, and technology. If this deep dive changed how you understand the physical systems behind modern technology, consider what other invisible raw materials quietly uphold our everyday world. Explore more in-depth resource investigations and scientific analyses across our entire audio library.
Thanks for watching. To create your own audiobooks from your prompts and documents, visit myaudiobooks.ai. Subscribe for more.